when the Windscale fire happened in 1957. Yeah. Can you remember what the village was like then?
Though the village didn't know anything about it. I was at Calder Girls by then, and as far as I know, the school didn't know anything about it. And we were, of an afternoon, because it was a boarding school, I suppose, we all had to go out, either play games, go for a walk in a big crocodile. And I was playing hockey on one of the hockey pitches when all this was going on. And when I went home in the evening, my mum and dad by that time knew that something had happened, but not because anyone had got in touch with them from the factory. They just noticed the village had gone very quiet. And then next thing, they saw a workman's train going back towards Barrow, you know, packed with workmen earlier than usual. Still, they didn't know anything about it. And then he got a phone call, it was from one of the daily papers, to ask if there was any panic in the village. He knew something was going on, but he didn't know what.
So the village went quiet?
The village went quiet, you know, the shops went quiet.
So some people must have known what was going on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Nobody told the school.
Well, as far as I know, because they wouldn't have left us out playing hockey under the cloud.
You wouldn't have thought so, would you?
No.
What was life like over the next couple of days? You know, did the village get busy with reporters or...
I can remember they kept showing on the television the picture of the milk being poured down the drain. That's all I can remember.